Peripheral neuropathy is one of the most common and debilitating complications of diabetes, affecting hundreds of millions of people worldwide. The condition damages nerves, such as the hands and the feet, leading to numbness, chronic pain, and in severe cases, ulcers and limb amputations. Despite the scale of the problem, treatments have historically focused on managing pain rather than repairing the underlying nerve damage. However, new research is beginning to explore whether damaged nerves can regenerate. Scientists at biotechnology company Winsantor recently published clinical results in The Lancet's eBioMedicine, suggesting a potential new approach. It aims to stimulate nerve regrowth rather than simply mask symptoms. As research progresses and new regulatory pathways emerge, the development could represent a significant step forward for patients living with peripheral neuropathy like John.
It started off with the persistent pain, tingling in my legs, feet, hands. The tingling in the legs were like small electrical shocks to me. Numbness in the feet and lower leg, functional. Stayed in my bedroom and had my meals brought up to me. Being like that, you get depressed. And there's so many people out there that are feeling that right now. Depression, desperation, isolation.
Then John went online to look for help with peripheral neuropathy and came across this clinical trial in Toronto. Quite a simple treatment. Over the course of 6 months, he applied cream to his hands and feet. This new treatment is still in the trial stages. However, it is already looking promising, as John explains how it has helped him.
There's been an improvement from when I first went in there, that's for sure. It certainly helped me, and I'm able to move around better. I'm able to sleep through the night now, but I wasn't before.
Although the drug does not directly treat depression and other psychological issues, John also feels the physical improvements have had a positive effect on his mood. So what exactly is peripheral neuropathy? Stanley Kim is CEO at Winsantor and a diabetes expert.
It's the damage to the peripheral nerves, which are the nerves that are outside the brain and the spinal cord. And so it connects the spinal cord and brain to the rest of the body. And when it gets damaged, for example, by diabetes or chemotherapy or HIV or a number of other things, it causes significant damage to patients. Diabetic peripheral neuropathy is a subset of that and affects about 50 to 70% of all diabetics. It's a pretty prevalent disease.
He also told me they're running studies with patients with different conditions, including two diabetes studies, which are already showing results.
Those were very, very positive. It showed nerve regeneration, nerve repair in one study, and then and then the other study, which was a little bit shorter, and it showed very strong clinician and patient-reported assessments.
With these trials still ongoing, there is no conclusive evidence yet. However, this new cream is showing signs of repairing damaged nerves, which would be quite remarkable for sufferers of peripheral neuropathy.
It appears to. I mean, you know, again, we're running phase three studies to prove that. Actually, it does a lot of other things, yeah. But it seems to be working. Again, John is a good testimonial of what the drug does for FDA reasons and also for regulatory reasons. I have to say that it appears, it shows in very, very cautious words, but it looks very, very promising.
For more information on this, you can go to winsantor.com. That's winsantor.com. This is Ben Cooper reporting for the Mint Report Health Special. It was a joint on-air media and Mint Sounds production.